The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius, Bob and Cheshire.
Hello, it's Bob with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Hey, if you're into soap that features classical sculptures of naked goddesses, look no further than BubbleGenius.com and their Bath of Venus soap. It's a curvy, easy-on-the-eyes, melon-scented soap with a relief sculpture of the goddess Venus on the top. Only $7 each at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let's start the damn show.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
It's so hard nowadays with all the gangs and rap music.
What about robots?
Oh, they're everywhere.
I don't even know why the scientists make them.
Old Glory covers anyone over the age of 50 against robot attack, regardless of current health.
I'm Sam Waterston of the popular TV series Law & Order. As a senior citizen, you're probably aware of the threat robots pose. Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel. Well, now there's a company that offers coverage against the unfortunate event of a robot attack. Old Glory Insurance. You need to feel safe. And that's harder and harder to do nowadays because robots may strike at any time. And when they grab you with those metal claws, you can't break free because they're made of metal and robots are strong. Now, for only $4 a month, you can achieve peace of mind in a world full of crime and robots with Old Glory Insurance. For when the metal ones decide to come for you. And they will.
You're always 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed.
With happy music all the while.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Guess what, Bob and Chez? You're going to get evil scum.
Yes, we are. Hey, it is Tuesday, June 2, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
We are brought to you each and every show by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best damn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. And we might need one after Charles C. Johnson, after Chuck C. Johnson comes after us. But I tell you this right now. Bo is
figured
ready.
We'd need janitors to clean up the shit from off the floor.
Bo Bowen is ready. I got a text message from Bo Bowen from the Bowen Law Group, and he is chafing at the bit for a Chuck C. Johnson lawsuit. He cannot wait. So we are ready. We are hunkered.
What do you think the chances of that are? Like, legit?
I think it's very slim. I would say maybe a 10% chance. He doesn't ever follow through with these things. He may send, like, a threatening letter, but...
Which we'll read on the air and mock.
Yeah, exactly.
Mercilessly.
I can't wait for that. But it's going to be Chuck C. Johnson's Summer of Justice. That's what he's calling it. So, we're ready. By the way,
cue up the Seinfeld music.
If you need any legal questions answered, like if Chuck C. Johnson's coming after you, go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez and get your legal questions answered for free by Charles Bowen. Exclusive for listeners of this show only. So don't go passing that thing around. Don't go passing that URL all around. Keep it
Bo,
for yourself.
My name is Josh Duggar, and I have a problem.
Yeah, by the way, we've got a brief Duggar update coming up later in the show.
Oh, good. They're pregnant again, right?
They're always pregnant. Like, all they have to do is dump in that reproductive goo and load the holding chamber with Michelle Duggar's ovums and just, like, knock them out like a big T-shirt cannon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're also going to talk about Rush Limbaugh, who went after John Kerry's bike accident. Rush Limbaugh, the fitness expert Rush Limbaugh, who's got every right to go around accusing people and tormenting them over their fitness habits.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the...
Well, you know, he does a lot of exercise.
Yeah, he does.
Walking to and from the bathroom. That's a big deal for him.
Yeah, driving to abandoned parking lots and buying Oxy from old domestic servants. Like giant cartoon-sized bags of Oxycontin. Just sucking half of them down right there in the parking lot. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even going to leave the parking lot before I have about 60 or 70 of these Oxycontin.
Oddly enough, that's the only thing he's ever done that I can actually respect. I have a total appreciation for his love of Oxycontin. It's great stuff.
It is great. But
only thing he ever says or does that makes any sense to me.
He was taking, 40 at a time?
He's a big guy.
Something insane. Yeah, I guess he is pretty big. But, I mean, 40 per day. And that's ultimately what made him lose his hearing, wasn't it?
I've never heard of that, but I'm sure it's possible. I mean, the thing, I swear to God, I can't even remember. Did he go into rehab?
I think he did.
I was going to say, I would hope so, because when I was in rehab, people who were in there who are on Oxy, it's vicious. It's vicious. I mean, it's basically
heroin.
It's synthesized heroin.
It's definitely heroin. Ladies and gentlemen, no. I've got myself here a gigantic bag of painkillers, baby blues, I like to call them. Ladies and gentlemen, and... Oh, yeah, goodness gracious, I just pooped myself. Talent alone from God.
I think the thing that's most shocking is that he could be so angry while he was on Oxy. just pissed off about the state of the world. I'm baffled by that.
He should have felt great.
He should have been like, the Democratic Party, God bless him.
Yep.
I've got no problems in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
But see,
everything feels just great.
That's just the thing, though. It's all a big phony baloney act. So I mean, if he can act outraged because that's what he does all the time.
Right.
I mean, he believes a little bit of it. I mean, he's like most of these guys. It's sort of, a third of the way there, 40-45% of the way there, and then the rest is just horse crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's just made-up horse crap, pandering to the mouth-breathing, blue-hair AM radio audience. So anyway, we're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh's reaction to John Kerry a little bit later, and we do have some audio of that. Plus, the conservative reaction to Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, was pretty dastardly. I know you covered a bit of it on the Daily Banter today. And we got a bunch of people who actually, according to Charles Johnson at Little Green Footballs, but one guy in particular sort of taking the spot of Chuck C. Johnson, like saying some of the things that Chuck C. Johnson would have said on Twitter.
I'm going to bet that's Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Yes, exactly. Right. He said some nice things, didn't he? Gracious, open-hearted things, open-minded things.
Ben Shapiro, he looks like he's 12 years old. I don't see where he should be really. I mean, he doesn't have enough hormones in his body to actually go through puberty. I'm not sure he should be the one pointing at Caitlyn Jenner and saying anything.
As opposed to Rich Lowry, who is in perpetual puberty.
Yes.
All the time. And especially when Sarah Palin. When Sarah Palin comes on television, Rich Lowry's testicles drop a little farther down. Sees those starbursts flowing out of the TV and wrapping themselves around his junk. So disgusting. Okay,
provides really nice, just a little bit of baby oil type quality there so he can s*** himself better.
Gross.
You can edit that out.
I'm leaving it in the show. It just made me throw up a little bit. Speaking of throw up a little bit, Chuck C. Johnson, Chuck C. Johnson, I saw this interview this week of Chuck C. Johnson with this Breitbart guy, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Milo.
Milo. Yeah. I'll just say Milo. He's a British
Milo
guy.
Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever the hell.
Yeah, Yiannopoulos. And
he's a monstrous little sociopath.
He is. He's a Breitbart guy. But he's disarming sounding because he sounds like our boss at the Daily Banter, Ben Cohen.
Right.
He's got that British accent, but what comes out of his mouth is horrible. So I got just a few clips of Chuck C. Johnson from this interview, where it really highlights how badly delusional he is. His head is so far up his own ass. I've never quite heard anyone like this, or at least talk like this in public outside of like a Christopher Guest movie. He is so phenomenally delusional. I mean, delusions of grandeur times a thousand. And yeah. He's such a pissant. We've never actually played any audio of Chuck C. Johnson from Got News and Breitbart. We've never actually played any audio on the show, and I've got a little bit of that here today. We'll see if we can get through a couple of clips of that, because what he says is really, really revealing. And I was DMing with Charles Johnson from Low Green Footballs, and he was actually telling me that interview made him physically ill trying to listen to it. So hopefully we won't have all that sort of reflexive barf reaction. But I did get some information from our friend John Fugelsang of the John Fugelsang Show on Sirius and also the Stephanie Miller Show. And John Fugelsang has a very brief Chuck C. Johnson story, too. Hadn't heard at all about Chuck, didn't know who Chuck C. Johnson was until right before Chuck C. Johnson was suspended from Twitter. So we'll have that coming up a little bit later on in the show. But first, before we do any of that, oh my God, big election week. As it always is, big election update. God. So we've got Rick Santorum, we've got Lindsey Graham, we've got Mike Huckabee, we've got Rand Paul. And so in honor of the nature of this week's Election 2016 news, I put together our brand new clown car music. Which is clown car, clown car. All right, so.
Wow. It's like Pennywise music. That's the last thing you hear before you die, before you're dragged into the sewer.
All right, first, right off the bat, Rick Santorum is in a little bit of trouble for something that he said back in 1994 when he first ran for Senate. God. Yeah. He basically said that the world is falling apart because of single moms. The world is falling apart because of single moms.
People really seriously know how to, they really, really know how to get votes, don't they?
He said, quote, "We are seeing it. We are seeing the fabric of this country fall apart, and it's falling apart because of single moms."
Who else can they blame who won't vote for, you know, who will completely destroy them vote-wise?
Good Lord.
You know, black people, people on welfare, single moms, immigrants, they're all, you know, all of them are the problem.
Yeah, you know, I was going back through some old Santorum research, and I had forgotten that he wants to recriminalize sodomy. Rick Santorum.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Not only does he want to keep same-sex marriage illegal, I mean, that's just sort of, that's something new. But going way back, Rick Santorum has always wanted to make, like, contraception illegal. He wanted to make, he wanted to reintroduce anti-sodomy laws as if they're really enforceable.
Small government. Remember, small government.
Small government. That's right. He said, quote, "Open up the current periodical, study after study, article after article. Children having children is destroying the fabric of our country. If you want to close your eyes to it, if you don't care about it, if you don't want to solve it, if you want to continue the system to let people stay and spiral, go ahead. Not with me." Single mother Santorum argued needed politicians who weren't afraid of, quote unquote, "kicking them in the butt." He went on to say, "What we have is moms raising children in single-parent households, simply breeding more criminals." They're breeding criminals, you see. All these single moms.
They're cyanide to votes.
Good God. And he's, you know what? Women are going to vote for Rick Santorum. Conservative women will vote for Rick Santorum. Not a lot, but they will. Mainly, though, this gives a big rager to all those middle-aged men who are like, "Ah!" You know, all the Rush Limbaugh listeners.
Right.
Since it's all, the evils of society are all to blame on single moms. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you today. Sorry, just pooped in my pants again. All right. So that's Rick Santorum. I don't know how much this is really going to come back to haunt him in any way, but it was in Mother Jones.
If by some miracle he got to the general election, it would just destroy him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because this is not just a random occurrence. This is not just, you know what, I was misquoted or I said something that was taken out of context. Or, you know what, I ran my mouth off a little bit too long and I was inelegant in what I said. Yep. This is a window into how Republicans think now.
Absolutely.
And this is the thing that I can't wrap my head around. Do you not ever want to win another national election?
Yeah.
You can't say this kind of thing. You shouldn't believe this kind of thing. But you absolutely can't think and say this kind of thing without it seriously affecting your ability to win anything. Besides, an area that has a heavy Republican population, a heavy Republican demographic, or you get what I'm saying.
He's trying to shore up everyone at the far, far, far fringy
and that's,
far
that's
right.
That's what they have to do. They have to play this game to play. I'm further to the right than you are to get the Republicans. You know, to throw red meat at him and get him. Yeah, you know what? I like this guy Santorum. He speaks the truth.
Yep. Elsewhere in the clown car is Rand Paul. Rand Paul famously has claimed credit for blocking the renewal of some of the provisions of the Patriot Act through the USA Freedom Act, which, by the way, the Senate just passed today. So sorry, Rand Paul. Yeah, Rand Paul basically didn't block a damn thing, but he'll still take credit for doing it. So meanwhile, this comes from Alana Goodman in the Washington Free Beacon. I think this is a Republican paper, but of course the Republicans are pissed off at Rand Paul too. And Alana Goodman reports that while campaigning against NSA surveillance, Rand Paul is collecting private information from everyone who goes to his website. Users who click the link to his website were taken to a page on Paul's presidential campaign website, randpaul.com, and asked to enter their name, email address, and zip code. They were then directed to a second donation page that requested more detailed information, including their employer, occupation, home address, and phone and credit card information.
Good.
Good God. According to the website's privacy policy, Rand Paul for president could share personal identifying information, quote, with vendors, consultants, and other service providers or volunteers, as well as organizations, groups, or causes that they believe will have similar viewpoints, principles, or objectives. This is your privacy and liberty guy. Remember two summers ago. I spent way too many articles in the Daily Banter tracking websites like The Guardian and The Intercept and similar sites and showing how they all collected personal information.
Wasn't it bugs or something like that?
Yeah, web bugs, something like that. The web bugs.
Right.
All right. So we're gonna take a break. There's one other Rand Paul item we want to get to in our election news, plus Lindsey Graham's announcement and Mike Huckabee really stepped in it today. Mike Huckabee said he would have pretended to be transgender to get into the girl's shower in high school. He actually said
that's
that.
That's a thought. The ugliness of that thought, the ugliness of that image is one I can't I don't even want to try to comprehend.
Yeah, I mean, who knew that Mike Huckabee was such a perv?
Yeah.
First of all.
Please.
We'll come back with more right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yep. Welcome back to the show. Really appreciate it today. Yeah, one easy way to go to Patreon and support the show is just to go to bobsesca.com and click the link that says Patreon right at the top. Big capital letters right at the top of the page. There's also a couple of other images. There's one with our faces on it, where if you click our faces, it'll take you right to Patreon and sign up and support the show. Thank you. Lots of free stuff there. By the way, did you see that guy, the guy who held that Draw Muhammad contest, tried to raise $10 million for himself to sort of defend himself from ISIS?
It's all a big scam, man. Such a wonderful little grift.
Yep, he put up a GoFundMe to raise $10 million to provide security against ISIS, who would obviously be retaliating against him.
And GoFundMe said, go f*** you.
Exactly. But that made me think. I mean, they took it down, right? And I think he only raised, before they took it down, I think he only raised $300. But, I mean, even that, he raised
$300. Yep, he raised $300.
So, you know, that made me think, maybe he was just doing that. Maybe he was just holding that contest so he could put together a fundraiser to protect him from ISIS.
Sure. Because,
I mean, look, that pizza place, $840,000 they raised. Just for being homophobic idiots.
I wrote a piece for Banter. I think it was like last month, actually, where I said, "I'm gay. People are after me. Please give me your money." And I started like a GoFundMe site. And I basically just said, "I'm like, please, conservative America, give me money. Gay people are after me." And I made like $5.
Well, that's
somebody
not bad.
Gave me $5.
Speaking of LGBT issues, Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee really was just a phenomenal dick today. It's like it was nothing shocking. He's always a dick. He's got that smile on his face, but then everything that comes out of himself is always a dick move.
Yeah, and he really is, because he comes off, or at least he used to come off, like this kind of sort of, you know, aw shucks and, just a really sort of likable, down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. And he just opens his mouth now and over and over again, it just gets worse, the shit that comes out of there.
Oh, yeah. And so in this, I forget where he was speaking, but he was talking about the Religious Freedom Acts, the various religious freedom laws, and then segued right into this whole thing about transgender people and using the appropriate restroom for their sexual identity. So here's Mike Huckabee.
Religious liberty is at the heart of all liberty. If we lose the ability to believe and to think and to worship and to pray as we wish, even if we don't wish to pray, worship, or believe, if we lose religious liberty, there is no other liberty available.
Well, see, no one's restricting that. First and foremost, no one is saying that you can't pray and worship like you want.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone say that. Even the most hardline radical atheists. None of them are saying that. No one's trying to restrict your ability to go to church or to pray in your home or wherever the hell you want to be. No one's doing that. It's all made up. It's all fear-mongering and scare tactics.
The liberty to speak freely, the liberty of freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and freedom of the press ultimately comes down to the freedom of one's belief. That is the freedom of religious liberty.
That's just word salad right there. That made no sense whatsoever.
Lose that, and we lose it all. And for those who do not think that we are under threat, simply recognize that the fact that we are now in city after city watching ordinances that say that your 7-year-old daughter, if she goes into the restroom, cannot be offended, and you can't be offended if she's greeted there by a 42-year-old man who feels more like a woman than he does a man.
There we go.
Now, I wish someone had told me when I was in high school that I could have felt like a woman when it came time to take showers in PE. I'm pretty sure I would have found my feminine side and said, Coach, I think I'd rather shower with the girls today.
Wait,
there you go.
You didn't play the laughing. Do they?
Oh, there it is.
There you go. You know what? The only thing he's missing, honestly, is taking a sledgehammer and hitting a watermelon with it.
Yeah, you know, these guys spend a lot of time, like, having molestation fantasies. I keep thinking about that. Like, given, like, Dennis Hastert, Josh Duggar, there's going to be just, like, molesters pretending to be transgender going in and molesting children in the bathrooms. Because they don't already do that. Josh Duggar doesn't already do stuff like that. Hastert hasn't already done stuff like that. So now, they spend a lot of time thinking about that. And given the most recent public instances of it, I wonder if there's something to that. But what?
What, that they're sort of obsession with this?
Yeah, they're obsession with molestation. Like some perv is going to go into the bathroom just to molest children under the guise of being transgender. That's what they're imagining. Now,
well, they come from a place where all sex is unless it's sex sort of prescribed by the Bible, all sex is wrong.
Yeah.
That kind of repression is insane. It genuinely is. It goes completely against human nature. And yeah, you know what? I mean, that's why you get things. I mean, you get the sort of human nature backlash that comes with that. A quick story. When I was in the eighth grade, I went to this Baptist, like Southern Baptist middle school that my parents put me in for like all of 6 months because it was right up the street from me. When I say Southern Baptist, I mean like hardcore Southern Baptist.
Nice.
And every Friday, our Bible class would have – our teacher's name was Mr. Winkler. And he was every bit – right out of Central Casting. Just, I hate you so much, Harry. Hate you. Singing this damn song all night.
Okay, please continue.
So – seriously? All right. So every Friday, he had this thing where – he would put – now remember, we're eighth graders. He put it out to the class that if we have any questions at all about the Bible or morality or whatever, we can ask him. Mm. So one kid in the class, you know, brings up, you know, premarital sex.
Yeah.
And the teacher says, no, you know, premarital sex is wrong and touching yourself is wrong and just, you know, the usual – exactly what you'd expect.
Yeah, of course.
And then the kid goes – but, you know, once you get married, everything's okay, right? And I swear to God, with this look that I will never forget, like the Phil Collins in the chorus of Mama look, the video.
No.
He just goes, once you get married, you can do whatever you want. And I remember that so well as like – it was like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
oh, dear
frightening.
God. And that honestly, that sort of – that really locked in my head and it sort of locked away this image that I have of the way extremely, extremely right-wing religious people are when it comes to sex. Just the repression, what they're repressing is so vicious and sociopathic and insane.
Yeah, and that's clearly what's happened in the Duggar household.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's frightening. It's really, really frightening. We've got some Rand Paul news and Lindsey Graham's triumphant campaign announcement coming up after a quick break. Back right after this.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank in the Buzz Burbank newsroom preparing for you another Buzz Burbank news and comment. Do you like good stories? Boy, I sure do. I turn over a lot of stones each day to make sure I don't miss the best ones. Sure, some make me angry and some make me sad and some make me laugh. And isn't that what makes us human? I'm proud of the fact that I pack more news into my 10 or 15 minutes a day than the evening news does in a half hour. It's a free podcast at buzzburbank.com, or you can subscribe free at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or get it on any RSS device. It's like a newspaper for your head. It's Buzz Burbank News and Comment, another Realm Network presentation. Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Pants.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Do it. Go and do it right now. Go to iTunes right now. Now. And subscribe to the show for free. Even if you don't listen on iTunes, it really, really helps the show. And then give us a 5-star rating and review. Thank you. We really, 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 really appreciate it. Okay.
And then give us your money at Patreon.
Give us your money at Patreon. Exactly.
We will spend it on OxyContin.
Gigantic cartoon-sized bags of OxyContin.
I will spend it on cartoon-sized bags of OxyContin.
All right. So, let's see. One more Rand Paul thing. Rand Paul, lots of Rand Paul activity this week. Rand Paul, basically the commander of the clown car. Okay, so Rand Paul.
Say that like it's like UFO activity. Rand Paul activity.
Rand Paul activity. Some Rand Paul happenings. Rand Paul sightings this week. Rand Paul autopsies and anal probes. All right, so.
Randy the clown.
So. Didn't take long for Rand Paul to flip-flop on ISIS. He flip-flops on everything. Rand Paul flip-flops on everything. So, as you might recall, he said earlier in the week that, or last week, quote, ISIS exists and grew stronger because of the hawks in our party, that's the Republican Party, who gave arms indiscriminately. And most of those arms were snatched up by ISIS. Those hawks also wanted to bomb Assad, which would have made ISIS's job even easier. They created these people. Remember those words?
Yeah, yeah.
They created these people, okay? Which is fine. If he wants to blame the Republicans for ISIS, fine with me. Knock yourself out. But then he was on Hannity last night and completely reversed himself. Totally reversed himself on this.
I am shocked and chagrined by this.
So Hannity asked him, I said, you know, I supported the Iraq War, Senator Paul. Am I to blame for ISIS too? And Rand Paul replied, ultimately, I think I could have stated it better. The ultimate people who are responsible for terrorism are obviously the terrorists. So ISIS is responsible for the mayhem, the murders, the brutality, the beheadings. That's ISIS. But I would say that we could have a valid discussion over whether or not ISIS has grown stronger by pouring arms into the Islamic rebels in the Syrian civil war. However, he added, quote, it is objective truth that ISIS grew stronger the more weapons that went into the Syrian civil war. He also said that it's basically Obama's war now. And Obama's to blame because
always, when in doubt, always blame Obama.
So, you know, I was thinking, I got another chance to watch Rand Paul close up, trying to determine where his hair ends and the terrible, horrible toupee begins. And so I thought I'd bring on a new sponsor that might be able to clear it up. Here's a brand new commercial for Donald Trump and Rand Paul's hair replacement system.
I'm presidential candidate and eye doctor, Senator Rand Paul.
And I'm the host of Celebrity Apprentice and possible presidential candidate, Donald Trump.
You know, we're not just passengers aboard the GOP's 2016 clown car.
We also want to fix your hair with the Trump and Rand hair replacement system.
Order today and get the world's finest hair pieces.
Our hair replacement systems come in a variety of styles to choose from. The Trump collection includes the fiery forehead merkin, the double bleached anus, and the seven-layer comb-over. It goes forwards, it goes backwards, left to right, right to left. That's razzle-dazzle, baby.
And if that's not your bag, how about these styles from the Rand Paul collection? The eraser head, the Harpo Marx, the cockeyed roadkill, or John Galt's pubes, because you have the liberty to wear pubic hair on your head.
What about these popular Trump styles? The high and swirly, the swooping helmet, the golden spaghetti, the banana boat, and the upside down jellyfish. Don't get stung by high prices.
For a limited time only, you can also get the following Rand Paul styles for as much as 10% off. The libertarian squiggle patch, the loopy bedhead, the dude fro, the inescapable curls of humanity, and the hairnet full of monkeys. In fact, I'm wearing the hairnet full of monkeys right now.
Everyone's saying our prices are insane. Meatloaf, do you think our prices are insane?
Absolutely.
You know what else is insane? These fantastic Trump styles. The retarded Barney Rubble, the slip and slide, the sopping wet cat, and the backwards Conan. It's Conan O'Brien's exact hairstyle, but worn backwards and inside out for that signature Trump look.
And don't forget the signature Rand Paul look. The misshapen Garfunkel, the awkward show poodle, the 70s porno perm, the corkscrew junkyard, the flip-flop mop top, the tangled extension cords, and try your hand at the mystery grab bag. Reach into my sack, and the first hairpiece you grab is free. But look out, I dropped a family of possum in there, too, and you won't immediately be able to tell the difference.
Only with the Trump and Rand hair replacement system,
where you'll get nothing but the best, worst hairpieces in all of America.
The Trump and Rand hair replacement system. Order now by calling 1-800-BAD-PIECE and leave off the last E for, ew, that's a crappy toupee. Order now.
I'm wearing the hairnet full of monkeys right now.
Rand Paul in that sounds like you can go surfing at Fire Island.
It's weird. He's got this weird Texas Southern California accent. I don't know what the hell's going on. I was just trying to decipher that one all morning. Mm. I don't know what the hell it is. It's a mystery. It's a mystery like his hairline. Okay, so Lindsey Graham has officially entered the clown car.
Hey, speaking of Fire Island.
All right, so Lindsey Graham is in it. I've got actually got some new Lindsey Graham music. I'm going to debut this music right now. Here's Lindsey Graham's new music. Some nice Southern Bell music, huh?
Have we turned all these people into, like, WWE? They all have entrance music?
Yeah. They've all got their own theme song.
If you smell what the brand is cooking.
They're charging in through that tunnel, through the crowd, ripping off their shirts, diving into the ring.
Yep, when Lindsey Graham comes charging in through that tunnel, too.
The Scarlett O'Hara music.
He charges up that hard tunnel and spews out onto everybody.
I do declare. So
he is a sweet little Southern Belle, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Cute little guy. He's about this big. He and Rand Paul are just gonna. They could fit into an actual little teeny tiny clown car. They could actually do it because they're little teeny tiny people, little elven people. We have Lindsey Graham's campaign announcement here.
No one here, including me. Ever expected to hear me say,
no one here,
I'm straight,
including
no one
me.
Here ever expected to hear me say, I am straight.
No one here, including me, ever expected to hear me say, I'm Lindsey Graham, and I'm running for president of the United States.
I'm Lindsey Graham, and I'm running for mayor of West Hollywood. I kind of love him. He should be on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I mean, okay. Well, I mean, if he doesn't want to come out, that's his prerogative, I guess, huh? I mean, I'm not saying that he actually is gay. I'm not saying that.
I don't care if he is. More power. I'd like him better if he were gay. I'd like him a hell of a lot more if he came out of the closet.
Yeah. Instead of doing this whole, like, I am the national security candidate. He did that, too. That was part of his
speech. Yeah, if he suddenly came out and said, I'm gay, oh, my God, the respect I'd have for that man.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Here's a little bit more of his campaign announcement.
I want to be president to protect our nation that we all love so much. So get ready. I'm ready.
I got a little bit of a chub.
I'm sort of ready. I'm partly ready. I'm half mathed ready.
Are you ready there? Because I'm ready.
Woo. I want to be president to defeat the enemies that are trying to kill us. Not just penalize them or criticize them or contain them, but defeat them.
Like that law enforcing condoms in gay porn. That's trying to kill us.
Woo! Yay! Ronald Reagan's policy of peace through strength.
Thank you. Ding.
Yeah.
That's the first Ronald Reagan. They're f***ing that chicken.
He has that peculiar pronunciation of strength. He says strength.
Yeah,
there's no G in his strength. It's strength.
Ronald Reagan's policy of peace through strength kept America safe during the Cold War.
Strength is his Nordic masseuse. I just had a meeting with strength, and he ran his hands all over me.
Oh, God. All right, well, you're now our official Lindsey Graham for the show. I step aside. The stage is yours, my friend.
Remember those times? But I've come to conclude we will never enjoy peaceful coexistence with radical Islam.
They don't know how to respond to that. We will never enjoy peaceful coexistence with ISIS. And then everyone's like, okay, is that, should I don't know, do I clap? What, is that good? Do I, is that wrong? Is that good or bad?
Its followers intend to destroy our way of life. However.
And you know what? If you look at the Republican clown card, we deserve it. We've earned it. Mm-hmm. We've earned having our society destroyed. They don't hate us because we love freedom. They hate us because this is who we are.
Yeah, of course.
We're these fucking morons.
Oh, God, yeah. What's the George Carlin thing? Garbage in, garbage out. Selfish, ignorant citizens are going to give us a selfish, ignorant set of politicians.
Yeah. All around L.A. right now, there are billboards up for the next season of the new season of True Detective.
Yeah.
And everywhere you look, you see we get the world we deserve. This is it. We've gotten the world we deserve.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. All right, one more little piece of this before we break.
America can be and will be secure only if we have strength.
Strength.
Security through strength will protect us.
Strength.
I really want that bumper sticker. Security through strength. Security through strength.
Strength. All right, security through strength. I'm going to throw in another strength in there just for good measure. Strength. Yeah, strength. All right, yep. Strength. Go strength.
Yeehaw. Yay.
Yeehaw. All right, we got a break back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Yes, it is. Welcome back and happy summer, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week. Okay, let's do this Rush Limbaugh thing really, really quickly. Rush Limbaugh ranking on John Kerry. Rush Limbaugh, by the way, let's just preface by saying this. John Kerry fought in Vietnam and received multiple decorations for his service and the fact that he was wounded. Rush Limbaugh.
No, we didn't. I know that because I remember the Swift Boat campaign, so I know what the real story is.
Well, the other real story is that Rush Limbaugh stayed home. Why? I don't know. He was evidently growing a tail or something out of his butthole. He had like some sort of hairy tuft on his butt that made it impossible for him to serve in Vietnam. And yet Rush Limbaugh decides today that he's going to attack John Kerry's masculinity because John Kerry rides a bicycle with one of those stupid, stupid helmets.
These guys just live in a fantasy world.
They really do.
They have no grasp on reality.
No, none at all. None at all. None whatsoever. And this actually,
a lack of shame that is—it's almost, in spite of my cynicism and how absolutely deep and thick it runs, but just I still to this day can't fathom the lack of shame it takes to behave the way they do and to say the things they do.
Yeah, in this case. A 71-year-old man who is Secretary of State should not be riding a bicycle. That's Rush Limbaugh on this tape.
Media types,
what was that?
Pockmarked and scattered throughout, starting to ask the same question. You hear about John Kerry? You know how old John Kerry is? It's what? Tough, you know. You can't tell a horse's age when you look at it. And since Kerry looks like a horse.
I get it.
I get it. He looks like a horse. He looks because of his face and Rush. Anyway,
it's tough, but he's 71 years old. Now, would somebody tell me something? What is a 71-year-old man Secretary of State doing riding a bicycle or alternatively windsurfing off Nantucket. Why is somebody riding a bicycle while in the midst of sensitive negotiations?
Well, he's becoming a healthy person, Rush Limbaugh.
Right. He's trying to avoid keeling over and dying like you will eventually, yes. Hopefully.
Not soon enough.
Yeah, he's trying to avoid having the fat around his heart actually subsume his heart.
Why on earth would a man want to, you know, exercise? I don't understand. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Snurdly put the microphone too close to my butthole where that tail hairy tuft used to be that got me out of Vietnam, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
And attempting to secure nuclear weapons for Iran. Oh, exercise? BS. He's doing that for the photo op. Trying to look hip with the young generation that thinks life is all about exercise and fitness and so forth.
What an ass!
The
young generation that thinks life is about exercise and fitness and so on. As opposed to the older generation that knows that life is about sitting on your ass being paid millions of dollars to blab a bunch of horse shit over the fucking radio.
And what was George W. Bush doing while orchestrating two wars?
Exactly.
And fighting terrorism. He was riding his bike all around. I mean, famously rode his bike around with Lance Armstrong all around his estate.
That what he's saying there, that doesn't even make sense. That's completely insane.
He's just reaching. He's just really at the bottom of the barrel. And again, I'm saying this as a bicycle enthusiast. George W. Bush went on a bike ride with Lance Armstrong at his Crawford Ranch. They rode for 16 miles and never left George W. Bush's ranch property. That's how big that Crawford Ranch was. They could ride 16 miles and never leave George Bush's property. They were doing that. He was doing that throughout his presidency.
Yeah.
And what is this guy, 71 years old, what is he doing riding a bicycle? Or he's windsurfing off of Nantucket.
You
The photo op.
Photo op.
That's why he's out there riding the bike, same thing with the windsurfing. It's embarrassing to me. You'd have never seen Dean Rusk on a bicycle out there. You'd have never seen Dean Acheson out there, or Dulles. You'd have never seen any great Colin Powell. You'd have never seen him out there on a bicycle heading on to a meeting at the UN.
It was just George W. Bush. That's all. President of the United States. For the president, it's okay. But, you know, for the Secretary of State, not a chance
But that's it exactly. Again, it's the hypocrisy and the complete lack of shame. And yet they do this like it's nothing. Just the suspension of reality that it requires to look at these people and say, okay, you know, what you say makes perfect sense. That I can't fathom that.
Yeah, I mean, they believe that no one's going to remember what happened 6 years ago. No one's going to remember what happened 10 years ago. I mean, there was one event where George W. Bush went around with Iraq war veterans and rode his bike around Crawford Ranch again. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're running out of time on the show. We have a few more things that we want to discuss. We're going to push those things over to the post-mortem show and talk about them there. So what we'll actually do is if you're a subscriber on Patreon, if you're a sponsor on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez, sign up at the $5 level, and you'll get to hear us continue our conversation here. All kinds of fun things. And by fun, I mean not fun, but we hopefully make them fun and funny. Okay, so yeah, we're going to talk about the conservative reaction to Caitlyn Jenner. Going to talk about a little bit of Chuck C. Johnson, although I think we're going to reserve the Chuck C. Johnson interview clips for the Thursday show, and then we'll have a brief Duggar up. It's kind of fascinating, I will admit right now. He doesn't have a funny voice outside of his very thick Southern California accent. but so it's not like funny like in the Dan Bedondi sense. But he says just some crazy delusional things. They're just like, oh my god.
He thinks he is God's gift.
By the way, we're also having Skype problems today. Skype and internet issues. So these things happen. Let's say, okay, have a great rest of your day. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you on Thursday on the show. Bye.
Folks, conspiracy theorist and radio show host Alex Jones here to tell you about a brand new diet plan that I've been using, and you should too. It's not a product of the Illuminati, the New World Order, Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs, or the shape-shifting lizard people from outer space. It's a fine product from the folks at Super Vitality Mail, and it works. Say hello to Super Vitality Mail's Punch Yourself with the Scrotum Diet Plan, and here's how it works. For a low monthly subscription fee of $12,000 a month, Super Vitality Mail will send you weekly techniques for bashing the living hell out of your balls. Now, you might be thinking, ow, that's gotta hurt, almost as much as when Obama uses tiny airplanes and helicopters to move the tornadoes all around. Sure, it might hurt for a few minutes, but after that, your testes develop a resistance to the punching, and they actually begin to manufacture vast quantities of what Super Vitality Mail scientists call skinny juice. That'll both increase your vitality and shed those unwanted pounds. Allow me to demonstrate using my sidekick, Dan Bedondi.
I'm InfoWars groom Dan Bedondi, and now I'll punch myself in the scrotum to prove that punch yourself in the scrotum really works. Ow! 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 Yikes! Ow! Ow! I think I have to go to the hospital. I feel skinny already in all of those dings. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was a damn witch.
That's right, Dan. You look dynamite. Now go eat your applesauce.
Can I take the cork off the fork?
No, sir. Yes, punch yourself in the scrotum really works. Check out my before and after photos. See that? Sure, you can't actually see the before and after pictures because this is radio. But trust me, I got the documents right here. I'm down to my high school wrestling weight in 60 days, thanks to Super Vitality Mail's Punch Yourself in the Scrotum system. Go to InfoWars.com/scrotum and use the promo code I'm a sucker. Order today.